Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
To house and from sin to sin, you know what I mean. So many things I cannot say, but I know that you know all about them. Jesus, you know it all, for you are my God. Jesus, you died for me. Oh yes, you did. You shed your blood. Oh, for me, a terrible sinner. Oh, you saved me from hell. You saved me, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, I do. You're so dear to me. Lord, I cannot imagine how my life would be if I didn't know you. I know so many people who don't know you the way I do. I wonder how they make it living without you, Jesus. You've held my life so much, end, if I had to live again, I would choose you all over, for you are my God. Oh, I call you my Savior, Jesus, Jesus, you died for me. You did. You shed your blood, oh, for me, a terrible sinner. Oh, you saved me from hell. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I do. So dear to me, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you. You're so dear to me. I love you, Jesus.
Your hand clap be louder. Let the hand clap be louder. Louder, louder still. Let your hand clap be louder. And you're allowed to add a shout to it. Okay. Those of you who think that excitement is only for unbelievers, may the Lord forgive you. May the Lord forgive you. The same way that some of you think that good music is only for unbelievers, may the Lord also forgive you. But I believe that in the presence of the Lord, there is liberty. We are at liberty to praise Him, to be excited. And if I were you, I'll be excited to be in a place like this on a Saturday night. You know, as I was driving here tonight, I just thought to myself that really, after all our running around in life, what's left for us? There's nothing much to it. We just run around to sustain ourselves, and then one day, our bodies are lifeless. Today, I attended a funeral, and the pastor reminded us that when he was a child, when they went set traps for animals, they would go and the animal would have been killed by the trap. For 3 days, they still carried the carcass home to make use of it. When a human being died, he's rather carried from home to the bush to be buried. And he was trying to remind us that we all need to remember that that is the end of every man. And I need you to remember that after all your struggles, your sweat, your running around, there's one thing that truly matters, and that is to serve God, to love Him, to please Him, to be known by Him, and to know Him. Hallelujah. And I'm happy to announce to you that tonight, your being here in this room can help you to know God better, to love God more, to serve God properly, oh, yes, and to one day hear Him say to you, "Thou good and faithful servant." That's the reason why we come here. That's the reason why we come. We don't come here just because we are looking for beloveds, or we are looking for a contract, or want to buy a Mercedes Benz. We come here because we want to understand better how to love God, how to serve Him, and how to please Him. Hallelujah. Which is the whole duty of man. So tonight I want to welcome you here to the Living Bread Cathedral, where God dwells, where the presence of God exists. And I'm happy to welcome you into His presence service tonight. And I'm happy to also tell you that if there's anything I'm sure of, that is that His presence is here tonight, and you're going to experience Him practically and tangibly. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we have an anointed man of God in our midst. Hallelujah. And, you know, one of the questions I've been asking myself these days is, I've been asking God what to do to not take his preaching for granted. Because I don't want to be somebody who sits in the front seat and therefore is not, you know, one day I was in the military academy and they fired a gun. And when they fired the gun, I jumped. And then I had a colleague who was a former military man. He was standing by me. And as soon as I jumped, he said, "Hey, be steady, civilian, be steady." He was used to it. And then the gun went off again and said, "Hey, civilian," I said, "be steady." Because it didn't move him. He was used to it. And I've been asking God, what must I do to not become like that? I don't want to be familiar with the messages. I don't want to become used to the messages at all. Because God speaks through him to us. Hallelujah. Maybe God doesn't speak through him to the church down the road. And maybe God doesn't speak to him in the church in Adenta. Maybe. But definitely God speaks through him to us in this room. Hallelujah. So tonight, those of you who are here, maybe today even is your first time, I want you to understand that God is about to speak to you. You will be listening to the voice of a man, but God is speaking to you. I'm telling you that for sure, that God is speaking to you. I want you to open your hearts, open your spirit to hear him and to listen to him and to make up your mind to obey him. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, without wasting much time, I've talked enough. The talking was just to arrange you, to prepare you, to make sure that you're on course. Yes. But tonight, I'm happy to announce to you that we have in our midst an anointed servant of God. Yeah. The gift of God to this cathedral. Yeah. If you are excited tonight, and if I were you, I'll be excited. Yeah. I want you to join me with a loud shout, with a hand clap, and let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise tonight. Make some noise tonight. I can't hear you. Make some noise tonight. Make some noise tonight.
Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you for the great love you show to us. We thank you for your loving kindness and for your goodness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you that we are important to you, that not even one hair on our head falls off without you knowing about it. On that basis, Lord, we ask that tonight your word will accomplish a great feat in our hearts.
Amen.
Cause us to love you.
Amen.
To experience you.
Amen.
In a beautiful way.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. You may please be seated. I'd like you to turn your Bibles to Matthew 22. Verse number 11. Let's start from verse 10. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found. both bad and good. Well, I think we should climb higher, and whilst we are at it, let's just get a real story. Let's see what verse 7 has. Verse 5. Okay, let's read from verse 1. It's a Bible story. Let's enjoy the story in the Bible. There are many, many lessons you can learn from it. And today we are picking out one of such. Ushers, stop taking chairs out and let them come in. I'll make an announcement to them next for next week. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. So let's start again. A certain king made a marriage for his son. So sometimes it's good to organize a wedding for your son. It's likely to be a mistake for a father to leave his son to organize his wedding. It's likely to be a mistake. Under the pretext that you are of age, so sort yourself out. A real father helps the son or the daughter. So he sent forth his servants to call those who were bidden to come. The Bible says they would not come. That's the first big point you must notice. Tonight we are having a Bible study. Please say after me, they would not come. Oh, I can't hear you. So please note it. They were invited and they said they won't come, and they did not come. So again, he sent other servants saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings. They are killed. And all things are ready. There's food, drinks, everything is ready. So come to the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways. One to his farm and another to his merchandise. A trader, sort of. And then the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. So some made light of it. Oh, nonsense. Then others went their way. Some to their farms, and some to do their business. Then the few that were left caught the servant who was sent, and the servants, they beat some and killed some. So when the king who sent these guys heard what had happened to his messengers, he was very angry. So he sent his armies. And the armies, apparently the king had armies with bows and arrows and spears. So the armies went to the people, and let's see what they did to them. They destroyed them and burned up their city. So he said to his servants, so the man had servants, he also had armies. So he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were bidden were not worthy. He didn't say those who were bidden or those who were invited did not come. He said those who were bidden were not worthy, which means that when you don't respond to invitations, you are not worthy. Which also means that not everybody will respond properly to invitations by God. These guys were not worthy. So go therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bring them. So the servants went out to the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding, therefore, was furnished with guests. So all the chairs were occupied. The place was full. I don't want to be asking questions, but I'll just say that the place was filled with see, these are the characteristics of the people who were at the marriage dinner. Number one characteristic is that most of the people who were there were not the original invitees. Remember that the man sent invitations, and when the invitations went, the original people who were invited, they beat the servants. Some just ignored them, went to their farm, went to their shops, and so on. So the original invitees did not come. Let's say that this evening, let's say this is the dinner. Then suddenly after a few skirmishes, you see that all the chairs are full. And I'm trying, for those of you who didn't understand the English, I'm trying to explain to you the kind of people who were sitting there. They were, number one, they were people who had not been originally invited. The original invitees were not there. Number two, some of the people sitting there were good people. I don't know what good means, but the Bible says they were good. Some of the people were bad people, but they were there. So we can say that this evening we have, to a large extent, a collection of, a gathering, I should say, of people who are not the original invitees. Maybe the original people who were supposed to be in his present service made light of the invitation. Maybe some of the original people who should be in this service are in their shops. Some are in town. And most of us here are not the original guests. You see, sometimes you must be humble to accept certain privileges, even though you know that you are not the original person who was supposed to be there. Even though you know that you are a second choice, that if the original person had been there, you wouldn't have had a chance. But you must have the humility to accept some of these situations. Now, some of the people there were bad. So this evening, some people here are bad people. Yes, you are bad. Some people here this evening are good. Maybe good means obedient. Good means respectful. Good means good. And bad means bad. So these are the people sitting in the banquet. And I'm sure you know that tonight we are having a banquet. I'm serving food. What you are hearing is food for your soul. And there are some bad people here. Yeah, they are eating. There are some good people here who are also eating. Let's go on and read. Verse 11. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. I'm looking for okay. Who had not a wedding garment? So the people sitting there, I hope you are listening. So they are the wedding, the dinner is there, and everyone there is happy. They are good people and they are bad people. But apparently, there was more to the wedding than just being good or bad. When the king came in, he saw there a man. There must have been a lot of people. I'm reading the Bible to you. He didn't see two people or three, that the place was full. But the man, the king, the Bible says a man. So it is a man. He saw there a man who had not on a wedding garment. Which means that the people who were sitting there at the banquet had wedding garments. Verse 12. So he said to him, friend, the man who didn't have on the wedding garment, like let's say it's this man, who is wearing black. Let's say everybody should be wearing something, yellow, white, whatever, but certainly not black. So the man saw that somebody was wearing black. Then he called him friend. Friend. You know, the King James is quite difficult to understand. KMS, Heda, and all that. Can we have New King James if you have it, or New American Standard Bible? So let's say the New American. He said, friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes? And the man was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, bind him. That is, tie him, hand and foot. I don't know what hand and foot means. I mean, I would have said bind his hands and his feet. But hand and foot, I don't know whether they tied a hand to a foot. I don't know, but it's okay. But the point is that they tied him and they threw him out. This is the Bible English. They caught him and they tied him and threw him out in the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Please be seated. Weeping means weeping. You are weeping, which means sadness. Gnashing of teeth is a sign of regret. I should have worn the wedding dress. I should have looked for a wedding dress. So gnashing of teeth is like grinding of your teeth. It's a sign of regret. Then comes verse 14. Next verse. For many are called. But few are chosen. Tonight, I want to preach from this verse for a few minutes and then we close. I'm preaching actually from this book. Why few are chosen. This book explains why it gives reasons why few people are chosen. Now, tonight, it is very important for you to hear me well, because it is very important to be chosen. You see, as we are sitting here, I used to think that sitting here meant that you had been chosen. But actually, all of us who are here have actually been called. What is a call? My brother, what's your name? What? Daniel. Yeah. Daniel. Daniel is in the dark at the back there. I don't know whether he's breastfeeding or something. Daniel, come. All right, you can sit down. I've called Daniel. It's not different from where you were in Sasabi, in Danfa. And you were called. And you've come to sit here.
It's not different.
Wow. When you are called, and you respond. See, everybody here tonight has responded to the call. I'm sure a bus came to your area, or a friend invited you, or whatever. There was a call. There was an announcement that there is going to be a church service. And you are here tonight. So you left your house at Malejo, and you've come here. Or you left your house at Ayimensa and you've come here. You have been called. Now, something else must happen after the call.
Watch it.
It's not enough that you have come to sit here. It's not enough. It's not enough at all. Being called by God is not the end of God's interaction with you. It's not the end of God's plan for you. Being called and leaving your house to be a part of a church is not the end. There is also another level called the chosen ones. So there is a call, and then there is also a choosing. Why is there a choosing after the call? There is a choosing after the call because merely being called does not mean you will enjoy even one drop of what is available. That one man who was thrown out did not even drink one Lamborghini, Asana, one spoon. He was now about to start eating and even taking some home. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting here tonight does not mean that God's plan has been exhausted. There is something beyond sitting here. There is something beyond. I have great respect for you that you have responded to the call. You said yes to the call to come to church. Even the call to be a member of the church. You may even be a member of the church. Is that a call? Like ministry. In fact, I will say that the kingdom of God is like a story building. It must have a minimum of 100 floors. But unlike our buildings that have parallel sides, straight sides, the same dimension at all levels, of course, designs, new designs, architectural designs have modified these things. The kingdom of God is typically a pyramid. The kingdom of God is typically a pyramid. It is very wide at the base, and there is nothing at the base. The real things that are in the kingdom are not on the ground floor. They are on the second floor. The second floor is where there's some sachet water, some one granule. I mean, the real meat and the real goods are on the 12th, 14th floor. And every floor you go to, the size reduces. Many pastors are called. Why are people chosen? Why is there? Can you sit down? Why is there a choosing beyond the call? The call only makes you available for selection. Everybody here tonight, if there is, like we are sharing kebab, 1111. The brother at Sasabi will not get the kebab to eat. But you will get something to eat. So being called, if you are sitting here tonight, you have been called. You have responded to a call. There is something else after the call. It's called choosing. You have been called. Will you be chosen? Will you be chosen? Will you be chosen? Why are people chosen? People are chosen because the real thing God had in mind for calling you is not given to those who are called. I'll take it again. Like, there's a reason I call 10 people to give oranges and bananas. The oranges and bananas of God are not given to the people who are called. When people are called, then there's another selection called the choosing of the real people. Why are people chosen? People are chosen to enjoy the real salvation. I can list a few things people are chosen for. There must be a difference between being called. I will say it again, that the calling of people is to form as a group out of which the choosing will be done. Why are people chosen in the church? Why? Why does God choose people? He chooses people to give them salvation. Coming to sit here does not mean you will have salvation. He chooses people to bring them close. Merely being called here does not mean you will be close to God. He chooses people to anoint them. Anoint them. So you see that a lot of pastors are called and appointed, but few are anointed. Many pastors are appointed, but few are anointed. Why are people chosen? God chooses people to give them gifts. Gifts of healing. Gifts of tongues. Gifts of interpretation of tongues. Gifts of miracles. Gifts. Prophetic gifts. If you are sitting here tonight, I want you to know that as for God, He calls many people. You have been called. 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 Now, what next? He wants to give you salvation. Now that you are here, He wants to start saving you. Yes. Now that you are here, He wants to start blessing you. When you are called, you are not blessed. The blessing of God is not in the call. To be a pastor, it's not. If God is blessing people, not everybody here, at least we know that those sitting at the back there are just write-offs. Yeah, they have no respect for the things of God. They have no regard for the things of God. Yeah. It's likely those on the second row, even the first row, some came later because their pastors and ushers feared them. They allowed them to come and sit here. I saw you coming. I saw you coming. I just pretended I had not seen you. But keep taking these things to be jokes. Keep taking them to be jokes. I'm saying that sitting here does not mean you are blessed. This is not where we find God's blessings. If you are looking for blessings from God, you don't join the called people. You join the chosen few. So you pay the price, whatever it takes to be selected or to be chosen, you pay that price. Psalm 65 and verse 4. It says that King James, blessed is the man. Now we are seeing who the blessed person is. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. So until you are chosen, you are not blessed. Until you are chosen, you are not blessed. Meanwhile, we are. How many of you are looking for a blessing? I thought I was the only one. Yeah. If you are looking for a blessing, then leave the called and join the chosen. Leave the called. You can sit here for 20,000 years and be cursed. Never have one drop of blessing on your life. Joining called people is not what you look for. If you want something from God, among pastors, among bishops, among pastors who have been given cathedrals to pastor, if you want something from God, you are a photographer among 10 photographers, and you want something from God, know that the first group are normally not the group God is blessing. We read in the Bible that one day, 10 women who had not had sex with any man gathered. Always, the first gathering doesn't give much. There were 10 virgins. There were 10 virgins. The point I am making is that don't be excited. Like tomorrow Sunday, this is your Sunday. Tomorrow Sunday is also, there's going to be a large number of people. That crowd doesn't get much. Even in this church, this 2x4 church with some area boy pastor. The real things in this church are not seen on Saturday night. Always, the people who force to join the few, they see the blessing. We may be 1,000 here tonight, but only a few will join a bass center. Only a few will join the choir. Only a few will be instrumentalists. Only a few. It's always those few. Those few. Always. Let me tell you that the large crowds never get anything. The large crowds never, sitting here tonight may easily be a waste of your time. If you do not press to join the selection about to take place. You can sit in the waiting room and you see the doctor. Jesus Christ preached to 5,000 people besides women and children. They didn't understand. It was 12 people who met him in another room. Chosen 12. That he explained the preaching to the people, the 12. The 5,000 went home without any revelation. Don't end your quest at the level of large crowds. Don't stop. If in a few months' time I appoint 20 pastors, there is nothing, there's some type of oil and prayer, there's nothing. Oh, we've done this, believe me. We pour oil, we pray, prophetic, water, shelly. There's nothing. I'm telling you, out of the 20 pastors, only about 4 will become pastors. Never stop with the first group you join in the kingdom. This is the first group. Never stop. This service we are having here, this is the first group. And I'm saying that. I'm sorry. You can be upset. There's nothing here. Here, we give announcements for the selected ones to enter a different room.
Yeah.
We come here for announcements. And those who are wise, they join the smaller group. I'm telling you, you can choose not to come here next week. I'm saying, sir, there is nothing here. I'm telling you. In fact, it's not right. It's also not really right to say there's nothing here. There is something here. There is deception here. The only thing, I've been a Christian attending church for 40 years. I can tell you that what we get from large crowds is just deception that you were there. Many of you think you are a member. You are, just because you come here on Saturday night, you sit on a bus, you are a member. I'm going to show you from this book how to be chosen. That is, if you are interested in becoming one of the anointed, not appointed, one of the anointed lady pastors in that. If you are interested, it's up to you. It's really up to you. We have fought many battles for people who didn't end anywhere. I'm talking to those who are interested. And I'll be very happy if you could sit down. I mean, even already in this large first group, some are having soundcast. Hello. There is not much here. What we are serving you is deception. You are being deceived. How can it be that you will think you are dying and going to hell? You are sitting here, you don't read your Bible. But you are here every Saturday. You are here every Saturday. You are just deceiving yourself. You are sitting here every Saturday. You are here. Some of you are here on Saturdays because you need time on Sundays to bet. That's why you come to church on Saturday. Because Sunday you should get time and join the people who are doing who are placing the odds. The stakes, I should say. You are just here because you want a free Sunday to allow your betting life. You are deceiving yourself. I want to tell you again, when you watch television, you see a church with 50,000 people. Don't respect those things. Don't respect those things. The place where something is always a place where few people are. And the few, there must be a large crowd. I wish this church was even more packed. There must be a large crowd so that we can get people to select. Because the larger the crowd, the better the options. But there is nothing here. We are going to have an exciting time. I want to give you tonight just one or two reasons, or one or two ways you can join the chosen. You want to take me back? But before I take you back, let's look at the screen and see the verse which is there. That if God has any blessing, it's for who? Who are those who enjoy the blessing? Those who are chosen. What is in it for those who are chosen? Their salvation. There's anointing. Anytime you join a small group, you are guaranteed something that the large group never had. Even in this book, in this chapter, Psalm 65 verse 4, look at it. He causes you to approach, number one. When he chooses you, it is to get you to approach. And number two, you said not everybody is approaching. There are people that in a church service, they make the back of the church. I'm not talking about these who were late. No. There will be some genuine reasons why they were late. Even though next week, genuine or no genuine, you'll be outside. But there are some people, even if they come before the service starts, they sit there. Those people are just a part of the call. I'm telling you, take it from me. People who make the back of the church their permanent sitting place are actually unbelievers. When God calls you, you can be at the back. But when he chooses you, he brings you near him. Only chosen people want to be in front. Only. Anybody who doesn't want to be near the pastor, near the anointing, near the pulpit, near the front. Anybody who doesn't have a desire to be near is only under a call, but not a chosen one. Why does God choose people? He chooses people to bring them near him. He chooses people to let them dwell, that he may dwell. Many of you here are just squatters. When God chooses you, he chooses you to dwell. You see, to dwell means that you are in the church on Monday. You are in the church on Tuesday. You are in the church on Wednesday. You are in the church on Thursday. You are in the church on Friday. Where you dwell is where you dwell. Dwelling means that you are there all the time. Which means that on Tuesday, when the church is meeting in Auntie Ethel's house, you are there with them. When the church is at Accra Sports Stadium on Good Friday, you are there with them. When the church is having an area fellowship meeting, you are there with them. Wherever the church is, you are there. Not that you come on Saturday and we don't see you again till the next week Saturday. You are not dwelling. You are just a called person. And I'm telling you, there's nothing in the call. There's nothing. Even the call to be a pastor, there's nothing in it. Till you join a smaller group of anointed pastors. Read the Bible carefully. A lot of bad things in the Bible happen to pastors and disciples. Dathan and Korah and Abiram were pastors. They were the chief men in the assembly. Always, one advice, if you can sit down. One advice is that when you enter the kingdom of God at any level, find a way of leaving that group to join a few powerful ones. We call them a few good men. A few good men. It's one of the mission statements of the U.S. Marines. A few good men. They're not interested in a large crowd of nonsense people. A large crowd of noisemakers. A few good men. That's enough. I urge you today to join the few good girls, the few anointed pastors, a few good reverends, a few, not every reverend is a correct person. Join the few good reverends. When God, you will know that God has chosen you by how you dwell. That how any a group is going to kill a cow. Martha is there. A group is going to push a truck. Martha is there. A group has met. They are going to cook for some orphanage. Martha is there. She is dwelling. You are not dwelling. And there is no blessing in not dwelling. Look at it carefully. That he may dwell in thy courts. Colon means that whatever is coming after explains what is before the colon. So dwell in thy courts, colon. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. The people who are satisfied are the dwellers, those dwelling, those who are closer, those who are chosen. Being around doesn't mean. Many of you are hungry. And you are filling your hunger with looking for money, pornography, masturbation, worldly music, fornications, and all kinds of sexual perversions. You are hungry. But those who lead the crowd and draw closer, they are satisfied. There is good here. There is good here. There is goodness here. But not everybody is enjoying it. I'm preaching a very important message. You can go back and sit in your darkness. You can go. Go to your darkness. In the church, we allow people to do what they want to do. You can come to this service at 10, 8 p.m. when we've closed. Free to come here at 9. But we are also free to do what we also feel we must do. That's right. Be free to do what you want to do. Tomorrow, go to Presby. Oibi Presby. Adenta Presby. The people sitting there, they are called. There's nothing there for them. The preacher will preach and work. Shelly. Shelly. The people in Presby who are going to enjoy the goodness of the house are always the few who are taken out of the masses. Never join a group with the mind to stay in that large group. Always, as you are sitting there, everybody sit down. Sit down. As you are sitting there, look around carefully. Look around. You see that? There are always some special people. People who sing very well. People who preach very well. People who play the keyboard. Always look around and see that. There's a group within a group. Oh, everybody look around. Look around. Do this. Just look around. Yeah, look around. Like you. You guys in the choir, look around. You see that within the choir, there's a choir. There's another choir within the choir. That smaller choir is what you must join. Not the sang choir, black and white choir. A Few Good Men. It's a movie. It's true. I said, that's one of the mission statements of the U.S. Marines. A Few Good Men. David had a few mighty men. If you heard something tonight, it should be that I told you that never think being a part of a large crowd is the end of God's plan for your life. That is the many he has called. Read the Bible always. He also says, come. He told the world, all, come unto me, all. But in the end, only a few. I want to thank you for coming to church tonight. But there's nothing here for you. Except the message that don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. On that day, Matthew 7, they will come and say, Lord, Lord, in your name we went to church. First, before that, he said, not anyone who calls me Lord, Lord shall enter into that. So you see that a large number. Yes, that's how we preach in America.
We love it.
A large.
Love it.
They are called the Lord, Lord Christians, the Hallelujah Christians, the Amen Christians, the Praise the Lord Christians. They are a large group that say Lord, Lord, but not everyone that saying Lord, Lord, knowing the jargons, does not mean you are entering the small group. I just had a signal that I've got 10 minutes. So let me just give you 10 minutes. Let me show you today. I'm giving you just two. Just two. How many of you want to remain among the called ones? You want to be part of the called ones? Let me see your hand. You want to be part of the called ones? Can I see your hand? How many of you want to be part of the called ones? Yes. Only somebody at the back will raise his hand. How many of you want to be among the chosen ones? Blessed. I said the blessing of God is not with the called. It's with the what? Chosen. Take it home. You can go home now.
Wow.
If God has a blessing, it's not with the called. Always there is a group of pastors among pastors. A group of reverends, a group of church members, among church members, there's always a smaller group there. The Makariuses are found. The blessings are found. Anybody who wants to join the few, Alpha, you are a bass guitarist. There are many in the system. Merely playing the bass guitar doesn't mean much. Press, pay, push to join the smaller group. I'm sure you can see how I'm sweating. I'm forcing to join a few pastors with big churches. That's what the blessings are. Most pastors who are appointed have nothing. Only the title they have. And some incidentals. And some what? Incidentals. If you want to join the chosen few, I'm giving you, there are many of them, but I'm giving you tonight one or two. It's found in this verse, the Matthew 22 we read. Take me to verse 5. Kado, 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 kada, kaba. Kada, kada, ka. Can I have the King James, please? The Greekas tebi kalo daba. Manis kade bados kiba. In case you just came, let's read verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. He sent servants, said, I've prepared my dinner. The oxen and fat are killed. Come to the marriage. So they came. He told them to come. Now, verse 25. You see a group of people who were not chosen. This first group who were not chosen. The first one is that they made light. Oh, I feel like preaching powerfully tonight. But I don't know if I have time. It's 8 more minutes. Keep it. Take it to the office. A sure way. To join the Saturday churchgoers who have been around for 7 years and have made nothing of it is to make light. Anybody you know who hasn't progressed from the many who are called and is still with the many called ones and doesn't have a place among the chosen few has made light. Watch out for people who haven't made it to the chosen few. The chosen anointed. The chosen few who are anointed. The chosen few who are dancing stars but are not fornicating stars. It's for us. The chosen few who are among the dancers who also read their Bibles every day and are bacenta leaders. There are only about 4 or 5 in this crowd. If you like, try and see. How many of you are Basenta leaders? Stand up. Basenta, not fellowship. Basenta. Former Basenta leaders, stand up. Before. Basenta, before. Okay, so you see 0. Yeah. No, I'm talking to you. So, if you yourself, you are intelligent, because you may not be an intelligent woman. If you are intelligent and you turn your head, you see that you what the first thing you notice that it means that all these guys have taken the call lightly. I'm showing you how to analyze things. Yeah. Any lady pastor who is not anointed has taken it lightly. Don't listen to their words. How many of you are area fellowship leaders? One. Stand. They are all going to stand. If you didn't bring your members to the service this evening, sit down. That is, if you brought your members, stand. Sit down. And those who are standing, many of them are not even born again. That's why they are just lying. They're just liars. They're just liars. Should I prove to you that they are liars? I'll prove to you that they are liars. No, I'll prove to you that they are liars. And so that you will know who we are dealing with. I'm talking tonight about people who take God's things lightly. It's light. It's like toilet paper. It's light. If you want somebody to sit down right now. I was coming to somebody has said that right now. Who are the members you brought? Call them. Wait, don't move.
Call. Richmond and
Richmond, stand. Richmond, stand. Yes, you stood up. No, it's okay. Richmond is good enough. You've passed. Mention their names. Call them. Is it being I'm preaching, he's chewing gum. Remove it from your mouth. He's not a proper human being. I'm telling you. Mention his name. Sir, can you please move back here? But he was standing. He's still standing. This is a liar. He's not even born again. He's not even born again. He's not even spiritual. I'm preaching. He's chewing gum. I'm talking tonight about why only a few are chosen. That being around here doesn't mean much. There is nothing here. Give the microphone to him. Mention the people.
Moses.
Moses, stand up. Moses. Where is Moses? Oh, Minia. And you two, who did he bring? So you two, call his name. Give him the microphone. Who did you bring?
Abraham.
Abner. Where is Abner?
Abraham.
They are joking. So see that? I'm showing you that they may not even understand what we are doing. These are the people sitting in the chair making cat calls and shouting. I have no problem with that. I like it, actually. But you are shouting your way to hell. Is this the person you brought to church? This is your member? And he's also your member. So who brought who to church? I'm not joking. You are the one joking. You are the one laughing. Yes, you.
David.
Yes, that's all. That's all. It's enough for me. I don't need two. You've done well. Give it to him.
Joseph.
That's yours. So, that's it. So I told you. One, two, three. That's all. These are unbelievers who can dance and have joined the church as dancers. These guys can be in the church for 20 years and never rise beyond the height of a lizard. And the answer, look at me, I'm ending. There is a way you can handle a call. Anybody who takes the call seriously will be chosen. Anybody who takes the call lightly will remain just among the crowds who are called. What does it mean to take something lightly? It's not important. Please sit down. When I see your face, it distracts me. It's not important. It's not important. There's a pastor. She can easily be, her behavior can show that. Oh, this is important. And you know when somebody is taking something lightly by the amount of time and energy the person applies to it. Yeah. You see, we came here tonight to spend 3 hours. But some of you are going to spend just 1 hour and go back. Some here have been here for 2 hours, 20 minutes. And we are on it. We know you've taken something lightly by how much contact time. It's called contact. Contact. You see this? 1 second. Half a second. Contact. Or that's a dwelling. Many of you are visitors. The dwellers, the contact is solid. The contact is like super glue has taken them. Yeah. Your time. Your energy. This is my third service. In a week that I'm not preaching at a convention or having anything, your service is the third. This is my third service. The first service was last night. It was 4 hours. Second service was this long. It was 3 hours plus. The shortest of the three services is this one. I'm preaching for about 1 hour and go. Tomorrow morning, fourth service. Tomorrow afternoon, fifth service. You yourself can tell me if I have taken the call lightly or not. You can tell me. And compare it to what you are doing. There are some questions nobody asks answers for you. You yourself should answer. They made light. There is a behavior you can bring to the things God tells you to do. Treat it light. He made light of his marriage. He got a wife. I know he will know I've made light of marriage by how much time I spend on my wife versus how much time I spend on my secretary at the back here. By how much time you spend in the church versus how much time you spend on your job in town. They made, like I'm showing you how you can not be chosen. Or how you can be chosen. You can turn the pancake. Anyway, it's you. How much time you've spent with the word of God today shows whether you've made light or you've taken it seriously. They made light. And you can tell. How do they make light? So he made light. The only time one of them spent with their servants was to talk to him. Like, or if one of them, he didn't even say anything. When he told me that your master has sent you to come and call me.
My master has sent me to come and call you.
Even the respect to say I can come. He went his way. Give me verse 5. Who is that? Then one. Say it again.
My master has sent me to come and call you.
Then he had he's going to his farm. Another one to his merchandise, his shop or his car, his trotro merchandise business. So say it again.
My master has sent me to come and call you.
And he had Kadesh Orako 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 Orako. That's how you are. To sit here tonight and never appear in any group till next week Saturday, if you will even come, shows that you've taken the call lightly. When? Are you not in the choir? What's your name?
Ernest.
When will you lead a song?
When I'm
I'm sure when I get a better voice.
A better voice. Yeah. He has had time. He has had, God to see to be a singer or to be in the choir means God wants to keep him. God wants to keep him in the church. He gives us these things to do to keep us. But the real reason why he brings this person to the church is not to be a singer. Like Samuel was an usher. In 1 Samuel 2, was an usher. He was the one opening the doors of the temple and switching the lights on. But soon, he'll be a prophet. So most of these guys here are evangelists, pastors, prophets. But how serious you are, the seriousness you attach to the singing will determine whether you are going to. As for Samuel, he was serious with the opening of the doors every morning. When you talk to him, you will see that he has had time to put gold inside his teeth here. Gold. That's a gold. Gold. Am I lying? Yes. But the time, you can take his phone, you will find that he may be listening to Asake and Burna Boy and Davido. Am I lying? Are you not into Stone Boy? Which unbelievers do you listen to?
I'm from French country and I like those French gospel.
Yeah, not French gospel. He's also adding, they're not even believers. He's adding lies to it. I'm saying that, listen to me. Do you listen to unbeliever songs? Yes. That's it. Light. I meant it. When I say you take something lightly, it means that the time you spend is short. So you can tell that a student takes his studies lightly by how much time he spent on the book versus how much time he spends at Big Apple nightclub. Always, notice, I'm sure you read the book one day, they will give you 15 ways to take something lightly. I'm giving you only two. Just two. How to know? So for instance, you guys, the time you have chosen to come here means that you are going to spend a far shorter time. Anything you spend time with is something you've taken seriously. Seriousness is a function of time. Lightness is a function of time. If a service ends at 9:15, 7:30 to 9:15, and you come at 8:30, it means you are spending just 45 minutes. Then she came at 7:30. The time, the contact time. So one of the ways to remain forever among the called is the time you spend on your work as an area fellowship leader. The time you spend on your work as a pastor. I've just told you how many times I preach every week. That's a minimum. I've not told you the time I spend listening to messages. Oh, and it's not because I'm a full-time pastor. You should have seen me when I was a doctor and a pastor. This is a child's play. It's not because I'm a full-time pastor. It's your wicked mind that is explaining that way though. I have time. No, no. Ask the people I pastored 30 years ago in Matayeko. I was a medical student. Don't start. It's you are the one doing what you are doing. And I want to end the way I am going to end all these four or five messages I'm going to preach. I end this way. Where God's blessings are in the kingdom is not where the many are found. It's where the chosen few are found. Psalm 65 and verse 4. Stand to your feet.
Wow, 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 wow. Oh, what a way. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, wow, wow.
The first group. It's always not the group. The first group is always not the group. The first group is always not where the blessings are. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. Lift your two hands and pray for yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not giving a prayer topic. Whatever you want to do to yourself,
Lord, help me.
It's up to you.
To do pay it. The price to be chosen.
You can sing. You can even leave the service. Whatever you feel you want to do,
help me to
do
it.
And then allow me to also do whatever I feel.
Lord, help me to place value. Makala balabadosha. Help me, Lord. Kalabadosha baha.
Pray for yourself. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of the house. If you are here tonight, I want to kindly ask you to put down your hand and bow your head. I beg you. Because somebody is about to place her faith, her life, his life into the hands of Jesus. If you are here tonight, you want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to be born again. Today I want to join the chosen few. Hasakata babayada. Oh God, help me. I want to join the chosen few. Help me, Pastor. Pray with me. I want to join those who have been chosen. I'm in the light crowd. But I want to receive salvation. If you are here, you want to be born again. You want to place your faith in Jesus. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you now. Lift your hand. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Lift your hand high. God bless you. It means you understood the message. Lift your hand high. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. If you've lifted your hand, I want to beg you. Please come to me here. Come. Please come. Clap your hands for them. They are coming. God bless you, mommy. Clap your hands for him. He's coming. Are called, but only a few are correct.
Use it for your glory, Lord. I offer my gifts to you.
Lift your hands. Say after me, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I'm sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I've gone far from you.
I've gone far from you.
I didn't know you were bringing people close to you.
I didn't know you were bringing people close to you.
Tonight you've drawn me close.
Tonight you've drawn me close.
I'm running to you.
I'm running to you.
Please receive me.
Please receive
me. Make me your child.
Make me your child.
Make me your own.
Make me your own.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
You are my Master.
You are my Master.
You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
You are my everything.
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 Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And take me along.
And take me along.
I want to make it.
I want to make
it. I want to hear good and faithful servant.
I want to hear good and faithful
on the last day.
On the last
day. I want to hear.
I want to hear
thou good.
Thou good.
And faithful.
And faithful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be humble.
I'll be humble.
I'll receive instruction.
I'll receive instruction.
I'll receive guidance.
I'll receive guidance.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Let your will be done.
Let your will be done.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I want to say to you that it's a very good decision we've taken today. I beg you. Allow the people who are going to be placed over you. Allow them to lead you. Please. Don't fight them. Don't struggle with them. They are God's agents. Ashes, come in your blue shirts. Ah, there's one here. Come. Ashes are going to visit you, talk to you. When they come, you will know that some of them don't read their Bible by how they talk. You will know, because now the Holy Spirit has come into your heart. You will know. He will teach you that this person himself is not even born again. The person the pastor has sent me is not correct. But some are correct. Like this one. It's a very correct person. So I pray that he is the one who comes. And don't choose the girl. Choose this one. Oh, I know you. You won't even do that. They will visit you. They will pray for you. Any question you have, they will answer it. And help you to be established. Christians, please go with them. Keep clapping your hands and let's receive our pastor, Bishop Kobe, to close us.
Come on, let your hand clap be loud. Take out your communion tonight. Take out your communion tonight. You know, one of the great significances about the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is that it is God's great act of mercy towards us. That he would send his only begotten son to die for us. We hadn't even requested it. We're busy being wicked and evil. God sent his son. Tonight, many of us need the mercy of God for having taken the call lightly. So tonight, as you eat the body of Jesus Christ, you are receiving mercy.
Amen.
Say the body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Say as I eat it.
As I eat it.
I receive the mercy of God.
I receive the mercy of God.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it. One
one day I was thinking about blood, and I realized that whenever blood enters a matter, there is no more lightness. Anything that has blood attached, there's no lightness to it.
Yeah.
Even if it's the blood of a lizard, there's no lightness to it. Tonight,
Jesus,
as we remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the shedding of his blood, the spilling of his blood, we are asking for mercy.
Oh, Jesus.
And you are receiving mercy.
Amen.
For having taken such a serious thing,
Jesus,
lightly. The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. Lift up your hands. Father, tonight, we call on you for mercy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, we have taken your call lightly. We have treated your invitation with disdain, with lightness, with a lack of seriousness. Tonight, Lord, we ask for mercy.
Yes, Lord.
We cover ourselves with the blood and we ask for your mercy, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Have mercy.
Have mercy on us.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us, Lord, for the lightness, the unseriousness. And may we from now on be released into taking the call seriously,
yes,
that we may join the chosen few, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The chosen few. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, listen to me. You know,
we trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.